Hello, my name is Julia, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Let's talk about comparison. So Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." Now, I don't have to tell you that there are literally billions of people to compare yourself to. They're all over TV, magazines at the grocery store checkout lines, Instagram. You can't miss it. These images of beautiful people are paired with the lie that if only you looked like that, you'd be happier, richer, or worst of all, more worthy of love. If you don't know, I'm an actor, and I've done primarily theater, but I want to do more film. And for a long time, I've struggled with body image and self-worth, but I always felt joy in acting. So in high school, I got to work with pros in both the theater and film worlds. And when I begged the question, what can I do? What can I work on to be successful? Grown men told me, a teenage version of me, that I should lose weight. And what's heartbreaking about that is that I didn't bat an eye. I thought, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, of course. Whether you're like me and you compare yourself to people on TV or on Instagram in terms of body image, or if you compare yourself in a myriad of different ways to other people, God has a real purpose for you. And the true cost of listening to the lies that you need to look a certain way or be different than who you are to be happier, to be richer, to be worthy of love. The true cost of believing these lies is more than just losing your joy, which is bad enough. It's robbing you of your true purpose. The devil is very real, but we don't often talk about what he does. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." The devil is a liar. He'll tell you anything to destroy you because he hates that God wants to use you for good. He's crafty. He's created a whole system in the media to distract you and me from the actual battle. He wants to pit us against each other, to have us wasting our precious time comparing our bodies, our status, what have you, because he's terrified of what God will do through you if only you knew who you are, whose you are. Now, that may seem intimidating, but if we keep reading 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, it says, "Resist him," him being the devil, "standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings." I mean, gosh, why are we comparing ourselves to each other when we have the same burden? We have a common enemy. And yet, our God is greater still. If we cast our cares on God and realign our focus on Him, then there's no lie or scheme of the devil that can keep us from doing what God has prepared for us to do. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Don't be discouraged. Refocus on God, so that you can be renewed and ready to make a change in the world in ways that really count. Father, you are faithful. And who your Son sets free is free indeed. So open our eyes and lead us out of the prisons we're sitting in. You've opened the door so that we can live life and live it more abundantly. Don't let us be distracted by the things of this world, but rather help us focus on the things of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Julia for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time. Just run your race.